listener. It's Zach Harper, Amin Alhassan, and Anthony Mays of Cinephobe. You may be asking yourself, what is Cinephobe? Amin, would you like to fill in the people?
Cinephobe is the podcast where Zach and I watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes and try to ascertain.
We're trying to ascertain?
Yes.
Okay.
Ascertain. Whether or not they're accurately poorly rated, or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. Cinephobe, produced by this guy, Anthony Mays.
Hey, that's me. I produced this show. I also watched the movies, even though that wasn't included in the description, and I also ascertained. This month is...
Whoa!
Oh, Maze, why do you say that? Supercharge it. So that this promo can remain evergreen.
I feel like explaining a little bit more.
In 60 seconds?
I don't know. Maybe I don't bring attention to it. Assuring people like, look, if you listen, you're going to get it. Just give it time.
That's a good promo. Just listen to it.
Give it time.
You'll figure it out.
Is this the promo right now?
Isn't it?
Okay, I think we got it.
Cinephobe.
Wherever you get podcasts.
People of Earth, the following podcast is not real. That being said, a thing doesn't have to be real to have a community around it that tends to be there for each other, even at the darkest of times. And I went to summer camp in a proto-black hole. I know about dark times. So let's keep looking out for each other while we also look out for that most precious of things. A worthwhile story arc to counterbalance some shoddy, even reckless character development. Now, take a deep breath, be reminded that we're not going anywhere, and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnold Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 10 years and three quarters of a year ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, still getting a Wi-Fi signal through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast recorded here in the tavern, the Ruffled Feather, in McShingleshane Forest, on the outskirts of Hog's Face, in the magical land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Shirts, get your t-shirts, get your Pizza Hell t-shirts. Arnie, no one is buying these Pizza Hell t-shirts.
Oh, how much did you invest in this Pizza Hell merch?
I'd rather not say. Oh. And what sucks is I bought five different options. You know, just in case.
Yeah. You didn't just start with like one design?
I have Pizza Hello from the Magic Tavern.
That's pretty good.
Which is sold two. I have Pizza Hell closed on Mondays, which is sold two. Of course, you and
Usador. Are these the same two people that bought these?
You and Usador, yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Wait, what?
You guys bought some, right? Come on, please.
All right.
I'm counting on these two. The third one says Ravioli Valhalla, which I'm not sure what that is, but I put on a t-shirt. Would you guys want to buy a Ravioli Valhalla t-shirt?
No.
I'm good.
What about Hoagie point, Heaven?
What's the last one?
Hoagie Heaven?
I'll take 12.
Yes. At this point, did you just get caught up in sort of brainstorming and forgot what the original point of the merch was to promote that we had gone to Pizza Hell?
Arnie, I learned it from watching you.
Yeah.
You said, be on the lookout for anything that could be a t-shirt. And so I thought, oh, Pizza Hell was quite a long time.
That's true. I mean, oh, are you just, okay, I hesitate to ask this. Is this something we're going to try to put in our...
You didn't hesitate at all.
I didn't. Is this something we're going to try to put in our regular merch store on Earth as well?
Now that we're out of Pizza Hell, we're going to start selling Pizza Hell t-shirts? All right.
People are going to be so excited about those three episodes where we were in Pizza Hell that maybe they're going to want a shirt to commemorate it.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe.
Well, let's see how well they do here in Foon first. How's that sound?
It sounds pretty bad. But you're right. Hey, what happened to that pizza demon that was following us? What was his name? Gary?
Todd? I can't remember what
Alan?
I don't remember what his name was, nor how his voice sounded. I don't think any of us remember.
Why would we? It was over a week ago.
I just feel like he would probably buy a couple t-shirts. Although
maybe.
He's from Pizza Hell.
Yeah, like have you ever moved someplace and then immediately wanted to buy a t-shirt of the place you're from?
Guess not.
Are you worried at all about getting a cease and desist from Pizza Skull?
A cease and desist?
That would have been better.
No, yours is better. Yours is better. Hey, I'm just riffing, man. I'm just riffing. I got all these T-shirts.
Look, guys, it was a dramatic and almost traumatizing experience spending several weeks in Pizza Hell, but now we're back in Hog's Face, and I've decided that I'm just going to be a little more responsible and a little more adult, and we're going to start accomplishing Ooh. Things. And okay. I think it's time to wrap up all our loose ends in Hog's Face because I think it's time for us to head back to Northeastia.
That's what I've been saying. Adult stuff for 10 years now. Like, let's go out and get some shit done.
Yeah, let's start investing our gold. Let's, you know, open an LLC, whatever that is. Let's really do it, guys.
And Arnold, I've already noticed the changes you've made. You refer to yourself as Arnold.
Yeah, thank you for noticing. I've just decided, you know, maybe I'm not an Arnie anymore. Like, I'm old enough that maybe I should just embrace being Arnold.
Oh, and whoa, 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 what is this? Polo tucked into the jeans?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Also, going by your full name, of course, keeps Arnor off the trail of getting into a fight with you again about the lengths of your names, that sort of thing.
That is a bonus. I don't know why I resisted it so much before.
Then the other thing you said that I caught on to was you said nearly traumatic, something to that effect. I'm so curious about how something is nearly traumatic.
Well, it's kind of like if it's sort of traumatic but still fun content, basically. That's what I would say is nearly traumatic.
Okay.
And you know what, guys? Yeah, we need to be adults. Throw those T-shirts in the lake. From now on, I'm only making dress shirts.
My Hoagie Heaven T-shirt.
It'll be a dress shirt that says Hoagie Haven or, you know, Pizza Hut.
Wait, is Hoagie Haven not even Hoagie Heaven?
Hoagie Heaven. Sorry, Hoagie Heaven. Well, there's a typo, but don't tell you.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Look, as we settle up all of our accounts in Hog's Face, we got to make sure Hog's Face is still in good hands while we leave. So I thought we would talk to the most responsible person in all of Hog's Face.
These T-shirts are soaked.
It's clearly not you, Sidor. Here they come now. Gianessa, over here.
What's going on?
Oh, hey, Gianessa.
Hey, Gianessa. It's been a while. I don't know if you remember us. I'm Arnie. This is Chunt.
Hi, I'm a badger.
I remember how everybody... Hello, how is everyone?
Well, we've had a nearly traumatic experience, but overall, we've grown and we're adults now.
Oh, wow.
Ugh. I've got to have some sort of contest to get rid of all these wet T-shirts.
Uh-oh, wait, what is Ravioli Valhalla?
I have no idea.
I'm in.
Shit. Right when I pivoted.
That sounds amazing to me.
Oh, well, I believe Chunt here could sell you a T-shirt if you like.
Yes, a T-shirt, a dress shirt, perhaps a cardigan that says Ravioli Valhalla.
Oh, I don't want a cardigan or a dress shirt. I'm trying to, like, chill out.
Oh, okay.
Wouldn't it be fun if you guys saw me and you were like, whoa, a T-shirt?
Well, actually, Gianessa, I couldn't help but notice that you're literally only wearing one hat.
That's right.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I had this specially made because you guys know I can't sew anything, but I had this specially made, and it's just one mayor. That's all it's to see. Can you see what it says right here?
One mayor.
One mayor. Yeah.
That's it. That's all I do now.
Really?
Yeah.
Because last time we saw you, you had dozens of jobs all throughout. You were more or less running every aspect of the town.
Oh, my gosh, I know. I ran because I didn't know that I was going to win because I thought they're going to hate me because, you know, I'm non-male. And so I thought nobody would vote for me. And I got so many jobs. It was too much. So I'm trying to, like, scale back. Mm-hmm. And Momo and Flower have helped me try to come to term, like, friends, my two of my best friends. You know them. So they're trying to come, like, help me kind of step into a new version of me.
Okay.
That is very laid back and would maybe love Ravioli Valhalla.
Oh. Gianessa, I love this for you. You always seem sort of so stressed out and overburdened, but maybe you're growing up and you're learning how to relax and how to have the right amount of responsibility. And also how to wear a fun T-shirt.
Thank you so much.
This couldn't have happened at a better time, for just as you are giving up your responsibilities, Gianessa, Arnie is learning to take up responsibility.
It's Arnold.
Arnold.
Now, you did say Arnie to me. You said, remember me, it's Arnie.
Oh, it's going to take some learning. But
it's a period
you.
Of adjustment.
Yes.
Gianessa, thank you for calling me in on that. Yes, it's Arnold.
You're so welcome, Arnold. But can I give you one tip?
Sure.
If you're going to tuck a shirt in, got to put a belt on.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Should he also zip up his fly? Because
yes.
The shirt's kind of hanging out. Yeah, okay. I thought so.
Did somebody say belt? Erotroclaw! I've conjured a belt out of nothingness. You're welcome.
Okay. It's braided, so I don't love that about it, but...
So okay. I didn't know how to conjure.
What's that, human hair? Braided human hair?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It might be. This looks like your hair, Usador. It looks like you said a spell, but it looked like you reached in the back of your pouch and pulled this out.
Smells.
Well, I mean, I did craft it initially with my own hair, which grows so fast, I have to do something with it.
Yeah. Did you just braid a ponytail and then cut it off and make it into a belt for me?
And then I stuffed it in my hat, and I did a little shiny, flashy spell, just some lights, to make it look like I pulled this belt out.
Hmm.
You want me to waste magic on making a belt?
Great point.
Oh, shit. Actually, would you waste some magic? I just thought of this, and I'm trying to be responsible, because we're adults now. I guarantee you someone's going to go, Ravioli Valhalla, Vealhalla was right there. Can you make me a Vealhalla shirt just so I have that base covered?
All right.
While you're at it, because I know what the next thing he's going to think of is then he's going to ask for a Valhalla shirt.
Yeah, but C-H-A, et cetera, like the bread.
Oh, shit.
So let me get this straight. This is going to be Ravioli Vealhalla. That's the shirt now?
Oh, it's all one? You want all of it on one?
I did initially, but now that we're kicking the wheels on this, I think I do.
Right.
Gianessa, you're just a one hat.
Well, I mean, that t-shirt is a hat on a hat on a hat. I'm worried about it.
Well, it's going to take a little bit of doing, so I'm going to go draw a circle with chalk to get that started. Excuse me.
Oh, my goodness.
So, Gianessa, you're just the mayor now. Or not just the mayor. That's enough. You're enough, but you're the mayor now.
Thank you for saying I'm enough. I recommend we all tell each other that and ourselves that. Momo and Flower have been telling me I'm enough for as long as I've known them.
Mm-hmm.
I know. It's, you know what? Female friendships, they're so important. I know you guys don't understand that, but they really are.
I have some female friends, I think.
Even when you're like a non-male and you're friends with other non-males, it's very important.
Oh, I'm sure that's true. Yeah.
Also, how many female friends do you have? Because sometimes when you say that, it's like, oh, I know a woman. But do you have a lot?
Well, can I ask you a slightly related question?
Am I your friend?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, well then I've probably got like a dozen female friends.
Arnie, you always say some of my best women have friends. You always say that.
Yeah. Right? That's how you say it.
Do you want to tell me what some of my best women means?
Yeah, what does that mean, Arnie?
Oh, just the women that I hold in the highest esteem. My best women. And I like to have a weird sense of ownership over them. I feel like that's healthy, right?
Do you have kind of some sort of like a binding device that has a list of names in them?
I do have binders full of my best women. You know, that might seem crazy now, but like 10 years from now, you're going to look back on it and be like, that's better than what we got. That seemed crazy, but that person was trying. They were maybe not talking about it in the right way, but they were trying.
Trying, sometimes trying is all you can do, which is what another lesson I've had to learn.
All right. I cast the spell. I drew the chalk circle, and I put the t-shirts in the middle, and I cast the spell. But I'm sorry it didn't work properly, and I just have these t-shirts now that say Ravioli U.
As in university?
Correct.
Oh, I'd go there.
It's pretty good.
I would probably graduate from Ravioli U. I'll take one.
You will?
Yeah.
10 gold.
What does it say about me that I spent weeks being tortured in pizza hell, and I'm still up for Ravioli U? There's just something about it that sounds delicious.
It does sound so
that
good.
That sounds so good. You know, I would also enroll in What's a Matter U.
Thank you.
Ooh, yeah.
I wonder. I do not to steer us away from what's the matter, you. But
please do.
Don't we wonder what the meal plan is like at Ravioli U?
Oh, like is it people?
Huh?
Like is it people? Like are there raviolis at what? The university, but they eat people?
Let's take a break.
Am I doing all right?
We doing all right, Artie? Are we doing all right?
I thought you meant, is the meal plan at Ravioli U people? Like, do you eat people at Ravioli? And I was going to have to put my foot down.
I thought the same thing.
I think that's what I meant. Isidore. But the ravioli are eating people.
Huh.
It's ravioli going to university. And of course, for lunch, they eat people.
I get it now.
Got
but
it.
Not really.
Are we on break yet?
Hey, listener, it's Zach Harper, Amin El-Hassan, and Anthony Mays of Cinephobe. You may be asking yourself, what is Cinephobe? Amin, would you like to fill in the people?
Cinephobe is the podcast where Zach and I watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes and try to ascertain.
All trying to ascertain?
Yes.
Okay.
Ascertain. Whether or not they're accurately poorly rated, or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. Cinephobe, produced by this guy, Anthony Mays.
Hey, that's me. I produce this show. I also watch the movies, even though that wasn't included in the description, and I also ascertain. This month is...
Whoa!
Oh, Maze, why do you say that? Supercharge it. So that this promo can remain evergreen.
I feel like explaining a little bit more.
In 60 seconds?
I don't know. Maybe I don't bring attention to it. Assuring people like, look, if you listen, you're going to get it. Just give it time.
That's a good promo. Just listen to it.
Give it time.
You'll figure it out.
Is this the promo right now?
Isn't it?
Okay, I think we got it.
Cinefo.
Wherever you get podcasts.
I mean, it was annoying. I don't know if I'd call it torture exactly. I mean, they really need to up their torture game if they really want to, like, keep pace with the other hells.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you get tired of eating cheese, obviously. But even then, you, like, just take a break. You have some breadsticks.
Yeah, there was, you know, some of the demons would open their mouth and you would look at the bread lights and you would lose your mind. Like, looking at bread lights doesn't make you lose your mind. But
oh, yeah. I lost my mind.
I recovered pretty quickly.
Yeah.
How long were your minds lost for?
Oh, I'd say
30, 40 seconds?
Yeah, something, maybe 2 minutes tops.
Oh.
I'm not sure we ever got them back, if I'm being perfectly honest.
I don't know. We've got some pretty good ideas with these t-shirts this week.
I don't think you could make merch this good without minds.
Gianessa.
Yes.
I'm so sorry. We keep talking about ourselves and our near trauma and our sort of great t-shirt ideas. We haven't spent enough time catching up with you. You've got your great friendships with Momo and Flower. Yes. That's wonderful. It makes me a little bit jealous, but I'm excited about it for you.
Thank you.
And it sounds like you've got work-life balance, finally.
I do have work-life balance. I have free time.
Oh.
You guys ever tried to have that? I've never had that before.
It's great. I try to have as much as I can.
Yeah, I'd say really? Mostly that's the time that we have.
Yeah, I'm basically all free time. I went fishing the last 2 days.
You went fishing for 2 days? And not to supply a whole town with food?
No. He went fishing for fun 2 days ago, and then I ran into him down by the creek. And I said, do you want to go fishing? And he's like, yeah, I need a break from this. And we took a fishing trip in the middle of his other fishing trip.
So mm-hmm. The fishing for fun was interrupted.
Yeah.
By more fishing for leisure?
Correct.
Yep.
Wow. What a world. You don't feel compelled to do 1 million things when you're...
All of my time is free time, except for this, what I'm doing right now, which really seems like free time.
Huh.
This is my job, what I'm doing right now.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? What?
Yeah, that kind of blows my mind, and I'm part of it.
Eustor and I are frivolous little pigs. You're working?
I'm working right now so hard.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Can I throw just a hypothetical at you, fellas?
Please.
Okay. You're walking. You're just kind of strolling down the street, which everybody says go on walks.
You already lost me. I'm sorry. You already lost me.
Oh, you don't go for walks.
not a lot, but no. Okay, so I will imagine a version of myself that's walking.
Okay. It doesn't have to be for leisure or for fun.
Am I stridently looking about to take in my whereabouts in case there's any danger afoot?
Always.
Great.
So, you walk by. You see something. Let's say there's a cart and the wheel has come off the cart. Do you feel like it's your responsibility to go help the townsfolk or to fix that wheel on that cart? Because that probably belongs to somebody who needs to get to the town center to get goods and supplies and contribute to the greater local economy.
Of course, I would turn around dramatically and say, "Townsfolk, come together! We must repair this wheel! I beg each of thee, take up thine hammer, take up thine stake, take up thine extra wood, and help this poor person repair their sad cart. Oh, what a day! If we do not repair this cart, most assuredly evil shall win."
Whereas I would probably just go up and say, "Whoa, what's happening here?"
And I think I would see all that and be like, "Wheel, I really need to go fishing."
Okay. So Usador would summon other people to work, and Arnie, you would just kind of observe it?
No. I wouldn't even be paying that much attention. I'd be talking. Kind of asking questions.
You'd be interviewing the wheel.
Yeah. Yeah.
Talking exactly. At it. Okay, you'd be talking at or around a wheel.
Sure.
And Chunt, you're like, "Get me to the fishing hole."
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
My second favorite kind of hole.
I'm tempted to ask what the first one is.
He really laid it up for you.
It's a trap.
But So my problem is that I would see that wheel and I would think, well, I better fix that myself with these two hardworking, gorgeous hands.
They are looking good.
Thank you so much. Did you just get a manicure
or something?
I legally have to.
You legally have to have a manicure?
Yes.
Oh, because you're the mayor.
Yes.
Is that a law you passed?
Yes.
Huh.
I do so much
smart
labor that I needed to. You know, you can't. This is one of those things where if you're, again, a non-male in office, there's a double standard.
Oh, right. Because if a man had grizzled and gnarled hands, that most assuredly everyone would say, "Look at how he's the salt of the earth. Why, I would drink an ale with him right now."
Exactly.
Whereas if you showed up with gnarled and twisted hands, people would say, "Oh, she isn't looking her best."
Oh, that's so nice, Usador. No, they'd call me a stupid cunt, and they'd tell me to get out of office.
I've seen the signs.
Well, I've seen signs that say Cupid stunt.
Well, I suppose if no one walked up to the cart eventually, I would turn and say, "Stand back, fair citizen. Let me use my magical powers to repair your cart." And then I would conjure from a very ether, from nothingness into full corporeal being, a series of squirrels, which would take the place of the wheel and then run the cart along while this person made their travails.
Gianessa.
Yeah.
I'm asking this as a friend. If you were a cart, how would you describe yourself these days?
Sturdy. Old. Worn. Worse for wear. Solitary. Abandoned?
Oh, but you've got your friendships and you've got your manicure routine now. You could pass another law if there's some other type of self-care that you need.
Can I
help
say
me out
something?
Here, boys.
Well,
yes,
I'll help you out. It's not self-care I need. It's other person care. Does that make sense? Now that I have all this free time, it turns out, when you're not constantly working, you think about other things that you need.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow.
It's wild.
So wait, are you saying you need these other things or you need a distraction from thinking about these other things?
Six of one. I didn't realize I needed them. I could use distractions. I could overwork myself, but then I'd be going back on my word. I don't want to do that. I don't know. I guess what I'm learning is I have needs.
It sounds like you need a horse.
A horse?
Yes, a stalwart and powerful horse, a steed upon which you can ride across the land, going from one place to the next with the quickest of speed. We had some horses. They're around here somewhere.
All our horses are somewhere.
We have like an upside down camel or something?
Upside down camel.
We did have an upside down camel. His name was Spider-Man and he peed everywhere. You don't want him.
Yes, that is a true thing.
And we're not drunk.
Oh, well, I don't know. Now I don't know. Methinks the lady doth protest. I honestly, when people tell me out of the blue they're not drunk.
Mm-hmm. But we're not. We're not drunk.
We're not drunk.
We're not drunk.
Is a part of your job, Gianessa, as mayor, to cut people off when they've had too much to drink?
No. Part of my job as mayor is to enforce the laws that keep the people who work at the pubs, the taverns, the whatever, that they know that they have the right to do that when it gets too much, you know?
Okay. Well, then we can just ask Abraham behind the bar if we're too drunk. Abraham, are we too drunk? Have we been drinking? Are we drunk? Fuck you.
Okay.
There's no one over there. Usador is so drunk. He just keeps yelling at that corner.
I thought that your whole thing was you were going to be more responsible. What the hell happened?
We're trying. We're putting on a brave face.
It's a transition period.
Okay.
Yeah. We've already established that.
Gianessa, oh my gosh, I hate to do this. We need so much help. I know you want to limit how many things you're doing, but we need so much help. We're trying to close out all our loose ends in Hog's face, but we're just not good at doing any of those things.
Mm-hmm. What can I do?
Okay, what's our top priority?
Be great to find our animals.
Great to find our animals.
That's on the list.
Would love to move the plot along. Arnie, you're
always
saying that.
Let's make the list, and then we'll rank the list.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Let's not be pressured by what the top thing is. Well, one thing is we are working on moving hundreds or thousands of Earth people from my world, into Hog's Face. And we haven't thought at all about what that would do to the town itself, the housing market, the resources of the town.
It's going to really exhaust everything. I mean, what are we talking here? 12, 15 more people?
There's 7 billion people on Earth, I think, Ronnie said.
Yeah. We wouldn't want all of them. We haven't come up with a good system for how to decide.
Yeah, you said no one from Cleveland?
Well, I mean, I'm taking every state and sort of classifying the cities by who. And Cleveland, I'm sorry. Even below Toledo. I'm sorry, Ohio. Well,
all right, but if I'm putting Cleveland right next to, like, if I'm doing a side-by-side and it's Pizza Hell... And Cleveland, surely Cleveland looks like pizza heaven, right?
Well, I suppose so. Ani, were we in Cleveland when we were on Earth in the 1980s?
Well, no, we were mostly in Northeast Ohio, which is, I generously would say, is the most boring part of Ohio.
Didn't we go to a venture or something?
A venture?
Or a Kmart, one of those?
We went to a Meijer.
You went to a Meijer
superstore.
Oh, Meijer, yes.
And I kept telling you it's not Meijer's, it's Meijer.
And I got Blue Moon ice cream at Meijer's. And we also went to the Island of Kings.
Wanted to go to the Island of Kings, but we were closer to Cedar Point, America's roller coaster. And that was the best part of the whole trip.
I fell out of a roller coaster.
Gianessa, can you get us back to Earth in the 1980s?
Can I transport you back to Earth?
Yes, when Arnie was, but how old were you then? 12 or something
I was like 12 or 13, I think.
Young
again? I guess that's what we're asking.
Yeah, Gianessa, please.
I wish I could do that.
We'll do it right this time.
Well, I don't have any powers.
Oh.
A couple times I could think of something and it, like, make something happen, but it's mostly like, I wish I had a glass of water.
Oh.
It's nothing big.
Yeah. But it still just showed up there?
Yeah. I didn't even have to go to a well and pump it or anything. Just showed up.
Let me ask you a question. Did you turn around and it was there? Or did it appear, like, literally in front of your eyes?
Appeared right in front of my eyes.
Wow. Gianessa, I have news for you. You got magic.
You magic girl?
I have a little. I have a little. I don't know my full, like, heritage, lineage.
Okay, well...
I know I have some stuff going on.
Can you try to wish for something like that again? Maybe like a drink or a meal or something that would appear here on the table.
Okay, because it's the first thing that I can think of. All right, see? There's ravioli right there.
Plate of ravioli.
It's just, it was in my head. I couldn't get it out of my head. Right. You know, like once you hear something and you're like, God, I want to have that.
Valhalla.
Thinking about it.
I would never eat at Valhalla, but ravioli Valhalla, yes. But you know what? You got me thinking because you got my globe spinning a little bit because I don't know if you guys remember this, broke both my legs in a horrible fall.
Sounds familiar.
And as I was trying to get away from Spintex, I said to myself, boy, I wish my legs weren't broken.
Oh.
And wouldn't you know it? And I ran to safety.
Wow. Well, that's maybe that's why you've been able to keep up with all these jobs from a normal human like Arnie here would become exhausted. And you're kind of constantly healing yourself, but yet you're using all of this magic, all this mana to for the benefit of others, which is wonderful. But it's good that you're taking some time for you. Enjoy that ravioli.
And also, Giannessa, I had heard that you were kidnapped by Spintax and almost died.
Yeah.
And I'm so sorry I didn't catch up with you. Although once when I saw Flower and they said they were going to go talk to you, I said, hey, Flower, tell Giannessa I said hi. I don't know if that ever got to you.
Same thing.
Oh, yeah. Flower did. Flower did. Okay, good. Yes, of course. And then I said, oh, did Arnold ask how I was doing? And Flower said, no.
Oh, shit. Well, I was just starting the dialogue, really. But with I didn't want to overburden. Look, how many messages can I expect Flower to carry?
Oh, absolutely. There's so many stories to tell. We've all got our own tales. Mm-hmm. I don't blame you.
And when I heard, I sent you that grub hut.
Thank you so much.
That little hut showed up right next to your house and you were able to get food right out of it?
Absolutely.
Oh, good.
So convenient. Could you imagine? It's just right there? Just brought to me?
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Just a mention of hut. I'm having some near flashbacks about Pizza
Hut. Yeah.
Oh, near trauma.
Near trauma, yeah. Oof.
So many things shaped like huts.
Someday soon, take it from me. It's not going to be near trauma. It's going to be far trauma. It won't be. You grow with it. Do you know what I mean?
You grow.
It's like when a tree gets struck by lightning. You know, you see where the damage was, and then you just grow. You grow around it, or it splits.
Yeah, sometimes those trees die. That's fine.
Yeah, sometimes they die, but for the most part, they're all right.
Yeah, so our psyches will distort themselves around this impossible-to-digest thing, essentially.
Yeah. Exactly.
Becoming two parallel psyches. Perhaps. Growing one right next to the other. Perhaps there'll be Usador left and Usador right. And only one shall win in the end.
Wow.
But probably not.
Probably not, but I gotta say, I would camp out all day for tickets to that.
Oh, yeah.
I can't imagine having to have two different voices.
Giannessa, can I ask you for another favor?
Yeah. Name it.
So we're heading to the northeast, but we don't know for sure that the wizards won't attack Hog's Face. So, and I don't know if this is something Usador would need to help with. Is there some way that you could try to quickly communicate with us if Hog's Face is in danger? Like set something on fire?
No need to set anything on fire.
Well, I was just saying it'd be fun if like you set something on fire here, and then almost as far as it would be to possibly see, someone would see that, and they'd set something on fire. And then through a series of fires, that message would eventually get to us.
Seems needlessly complex.
It also does seem, I mean, well, you were talking about the housing market earlier. If I set something on fire, this whole town's going to go up like tinder.
That's true.
It's just going to go up in smoke.
We don't want to be responsible for destroying this town two times.
Not two times, no.
Speaking of tinder, you mentioned earlier that perhaps you were looking for some companionship.
Yes, we talked about the tops and the bottoms, and I'm up for either. I'm very versatile.
So you're looking perhaps to have a partner to share some of your time with.
Absolutely.
There is not an equine.
No.
Or maybe an equine. Don't rule it out. No?
Okay. I'm going to rule it out.
That's fine.
I'm going to rule it out.
You could still get a horse, though. Imagine how fun it would be to ride around on a horse.
I would honestly love to have a horse to ride around on for transportation. I'm getting tired.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Know?
Those legs look like they were broken but magically fixed, but not perfectly.
Yeah. I mean, I'm still, you know, I have limits.
Let's say Arnie, Chunt, and I, we're traveling along. Arnold, sorry.
If we're traveling along and we're meeting people, we interview people almost every week. Occasionally, it's just the three of us. If we met the right sort of person, we could put them in your direction. But what are the attributes which would most fulfill your needs, excite thine senses? Yes.
Fantastic question. Can I say, I've always wanted to have friends who've wanted to fix me up with someone.
Oh, I'd love to fix you up.
That's good to know, yeah.
Let me get out my list. Okay, number one, non-horse.
Non-horse.
Yeah,
I'll go
write
ahead
that down.
And say it. Non-animal. No offense, Chunt. Mm-hmm. You're a catch, but can't do it.
No offense taken. Okay, non-animal.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to say at this point, 85% chance it's a non-male individual.
That's fair.
You know, right. It's kind of always changing, but I think the fact that I didn't say 90...
Yeah.
It's close. Mm-hmm. It's close.
Yeah.
Okay. At this point, honestly, why does anybody want that? I know that benefits me sometimes, but that's a crazy choice.
It does seem like a crazy choice.
85% of the women.
No. I want a full...
No. Chinese.
Huh? Of the people, I'd like percentage-wise, let's say you're going to introduce me to 100 people, which I hope you do. I would like 85% of the 85 of the 100... to be women or non-male.
And now Chunt's writing 85 cent of a woman and a hoo-ha.
Is that exactly what you were writing? Tell us the truth.
Well, women have hoo-has, so.
That's his favorite hole.
Is that the one? I wanted to ask so bad.
I'm not going to tell.
I'm just glad it came up organically, finally. When we introduced you to these 100 people, would you like to meet them all at once and perhaps have them arranged upon a wall? Where you could shut down lights over them to get rid of the ones you don't like?
Maybe three at a time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here's my ideal.
Okay.
A stranger assigns three people to me, and one night a week, for 3 weeks, I go out with one of them, and then we all come back together.
Hold on, stranger, three people, one night a week.
Okay.
One night a week, three people, a stranger, three people, one night a week, for 3 weeks?
Yes.
So that's nine people.
Wait, what?
So you've got three people that you've gone out with.
Three, and I go out one with one person 1 week. Here's where I misled you. One person 1 week.
One person.
The second person the second week. Third person the third week. And then the stranger that made us all go out interviews all of us, and we talk about how it went.
Okay, I have an easier way to do this. Let me get out my board. Okay, would you like to date someone with a hat?
Maybe.
Okay, put those down. Okay, what about a glasses?
Sure. Okay. Not a necessity, not a must-have,
okay,
but not a deal-breaker either. Same with the hat.
Put them all back up again. No animals, you said.
That's a deal-breaker for sure.
Okay, I've narrowed it down.
How?
Huh?
How have you narrowed it down?
Guess hoo-ha.
Oh, God.
So, Janessa... Hypothetically, say we're on our way to Northeastia and we find someone that we think would be great for you.
Yeah.
Should we set something on fire to let you know? Like, and have a system of fires that get back to you?
Arnold.
Yes, thank you.
Was there fire in Pizza Hell? Are you, like, trying to work through something? Because why do you want to keep setting things on fire?
It just feels like it would be a great image. And it also seems like the kind of way you would communicate in this time period, like over long distances, like a big fire.
You mean the present?
In the present. Yeah. In this time period, the present.
It is a gift. has something happened with carrier pigeons? Has something happened with town criers? Has something happened with simply messengers?
Look, I'll give you this crystal ball that's attuned directly to me. And if there's a problem, you can just rub the crystal ball and you'll conjure an image of me and speak to me directly.
That sounds hot. I'm in. Let's do it.
Don't you worry that there's too much magic? Don't you worry you're going to just be staring at your crystal ball all day? You're just going to be doom scrolling on that crystal ball. Why can't we get back to a time when we just lit giant fires to communicate with each other?
Oof.
I guess it's just, you know, the ball's a lot of fun and there's a lot of things you can do on there and... You know, if you wanted to attune your ball to someone else, Gianessa, you could...
I'm dying to.
You could send them, like a a dirty message or something, you know, something, you know, sexy. Just be sure, to clear your ball, clear the cash before you try to call me.
How much cash does it take? Because
you got to have 6, 7, 8 gold. There's a little slot in the top to put.
Okay.
Even though it's a solid crystal ball, somehow there's an ingress and egress.
Usador, are you saying that if someone got my crystal ball, they would be able to see all the things I've been scrying?
Yeah.
My whole scry history?
Yeah.
Sean, I can't believe you heard the phrase slot at the top and didn't jump on it.
Oh, look what I wrote down.
There were so many things we said.
Simply look at my pad of paper, friend.
Oh. He's been scribbling like a madman.
Yeah. It looks like you have extra hands. Like, how could you scribble that much?
It was
Excuse
going fast.
Me, did someone say extra hands?
Oh. Oh.
Sorry, I'm a dying man. I have a map to 1,000,000 gold. Would you be so kind as to take this to my nephew?
It sounds like a good deal. Arnold, what do you
think? What would you do? Would you take it to my nephew?
Brother. Hmm.
Fine, I'll do it. I'll take it to your nephew. What do I have to do first?
Oh, he died.
Oh. Hmm. Yeah. I don't know who his nephew is, so I guess we're good.
What in the world? He died so fast.
He did.
We didn't even have time to try to help.
Sometimes that's the best thing that can happen to people who come on this show, honestly, is if they just die real fast.
Just die. And
we don't have to really kind of deal with their whole thing.
Some of our most popular guests die immediately.
Yeah, for sure.
Why are those people over there kind of like staring at us so hard? Chunt, do you notice this?
Yeah, they're just really staring at us and kind of shaking their heads like, no, no, no.
Is it because you didn't put that braided belt on, Arnold?
Oh, that's right. My pants have been down this whole time.
Put it on.
I'm so sorry.
Okay. It's okay. You had a zip slip.
I did.
So why do you think they're staring at us, though?
Yeah.
Just because of the pants, or is it another?
Because the pants thing?
Is it possible this is one of those pranks with a purpose things? Do you think we're being set up with a moral dilemma?
Should we have checked if that guy really died?
Oh, he's kind of crawling away.
He is crawling away. That doesn't seem like something a dead person usually does. Excuse me, sir?
Yes?
Are you dead?
Yes.
Oh. Who's your nephew?
Can't say. I'm dead.
That checks out. That checks out.
I don't believe he's talking back. Sir?
Yes?
You can't lie to me. I'm the mayor.
Oh.
Are you dead?
No.
Oh.
What's your game, sir?
I'm with pranks with a purpose.
Can you ask this for me, Genessa? Because he maybe can lie to me. Can you ask him, like, what was the purpose of the prank?
What was the purpose of that prank?
To see what you would do.
Someone just died in front of us?
Yes.
How'd we do?
Bad.
Aww.
Bad? What's the right thing?
Well, I'll tell you the wrong thing. Pull up your pants and put a belt on.
Well.
I don't know about that. What if somebody was going to come interview him?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's fair.
That he's going to have his big moment being interviewed by people with a zip slip and he's got no belt?
Exactly.
I don't think so.
I was thinking about helping your nephew, but you died before you could tell us who he was.
Yes, we didn't know.
Well, sorry, the prank was not, will you take this map for 1,000,000 gold to my nephew? It was, what would you do if someone died in front of you?
The
money part just is confusing.
It is confusing. I guess talk about it. We talked about it.
We're still workshopping.
Workshopping.
You have to understand, we just got back from pizza hell, where we saw people...
Not me.
...eat a lot of pizza.
Right, that's rude. That's rude, because they just went through what can only be described as near trauma.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm the mayor. We can't put... You can't do false death in front of the mayor. That's illegal.
Just fraud.
Is fraud.
Yeah, take this asshole to jail.
Giannessa, as the mayor, I know you're not sheriff anymore.
Right.
Do you deal with criminals, or do you get other people to deal with criminals?
Well, I can now.
Oh, yeah.
I never officially resigned from sheriff.
Oh.
So what you're saying, there's no actual sheriff
right now?
There's
no sheriff. It's just me. Can I tell you a secret? I'm still doing it.
You're still doing a lot of the stuff?
You're doing
it. There's no hat.
So you started with the hat part, and then you're like, maybe the rest.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. You know how it's a work in progress? You said you it's a work in progress. Sure, it's so hard, you guys.
Yeah, that's kind of where we're at, too. Where,
that's, it makes sense. Yeah, I'm just at the Call Me Arnold stage of being an adult. I figure the rest will come.
It doesn't.
Oh,
can I be really honest?
Look at him scribble.
It's so hard.
Look at him scribble.
Wait, because I said it's so hard?
I thought it was going to say the rest will come.
Arnie also said he was going to come. And yeah.
Oh.
Chunt, I think that's growth.
Did you say gross?
No, I said growth, but now I'm worried that you...
Either way.
I thought for a second, did Gina also develop a lisp in split seconds? That's growth.
No, I went through so much speech therapy.
Oh no.
Vanessa. Yes.
Were you the therapist?
No. I wish I had been. No, I had to give all these speeches, and I had a lateral lisp, and sometimes I have nightmares that it comes back.
Oh.
Well, you sound wonderful.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
And we're so glad that you've started on your journey, just as we've started on ours. Yours to be somewhat less responsible, and ours to be somewhat more responsible, that is.
Yes.
But, Arnie, what's the next step for us? Gianessa is going to give up some more jobs. Oh, she's going to put these pranksters into jail as the sheriff first.
Yeah, they're in big trouble.
What do we do now?
Well, it's a good question, Isidore. I think, first of all, we have determined that although we don't know exactly how it's going to work, Hog's Face is in good hands with Gianessa. Like,
true.
We can safely leave Hog's Face.
Perfectly manicured, gorgeous hands.
Perfect. Mm-hmm.
Which is important beautiful. To women. All right, let me test my magic again. Let's go to break.
Hey, does she get to do that?
So, Gianessa is taking over Hog's Face, and if I'm being honest, we neither helped nor hurt it while we were here for months and months anyway.
This time.
Yeah. That's true. Yes, and we know that there's danger elsewhere, for did we not hear that the Northeast itself is under great threat of danger?
So, we're going to travel to the Northeast, and look, I was not able to find any of our horses. I was not able to find Spider-Man, the upside-down piss camel. I was not able to find Grapes, the goat. I was not able to find Chode or, I don't know, any of the number of
Millipede.
Horses.
Wait, let me try this. Come, Chode!
Growth.
Nope. Yeah.
But let's all go outside the tavern because I did find one of our most important vehicles.
Do you even want me to come outside?
Please.
Yes,
I would
please.
Love to see this, Gianessa.
Okay.
Look at this. Across the road, I found our tavern. I found our walking tavern, the Wanderlost.
The Wanderlost. Oh, truly living up to its name, for it's been gone for so long now.
Oh, it's so good to see you, Wanderlost.
Gianessa, have you ever seen anything so wonderful? A tavern atop of two giant chicken legs.
I have never in my life. What? This is the coolest.
I know. And now we can travel all over Foon, but still just have a regular tavern ambiance in most of the episodes.
Oh, isn't that great? Because it's just such a mixed bag when you go places, when you travel.
Yeah, just makes it easier on everyone.
It's like you get to a certain age and you're like, maybe a cruise does make sense.
Right.
Like, I just want to go back to my room every day.
I'm not there yet. But we did, Flower, Momo and I went on a cruise. It was kind of fun.
Oh,
but,
that was, yeah, that was good.
I bet that was a lot of fun. Listeners should go to listen to our bonus episodes if they haven't heard that yet. Join the Patreon. Why not?
Gianessa, not to just like spring this on you, but could you tell us like two or three things that you and Momo and Flower are planning for the future? Like fun things that you might do that are coming up?
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, here's we have a list in no particular order. And one of them is truly, am I allowed to say this? We want to go on a sex fest. The three of us want to get the fuck down. We just want to party. You know what I mean?
Sure.
That doesn't have to be number one, but it's certainly top of mind for me. Number two, we want to start learning how to make scrapbooks.
Mm-hmm.
That's really fun.
Right? Where we just pick little pieces of, like, flora and fauna, and we put them, we preserve it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's that'd be so
pages?
Adorable.
Yes.
The three of us talk about sitting down and collectively writing one poem together.
Oh.
Not as exciting as you might think. And then just, you know, a little quest. Going on a nice long quest.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
Guys, yes. We never do anything like this. Why don't we write a poem together, the three of us, one word at a time?
That's the one you want us to do?
Yes.
I always try to get us to go on a quest. I suppose it's hard to plan those sorts of things right now, though, GNSO, with, you know, Momo dating this new hot dog and all.
Yes, and honestly, Momo has a type, but I will say...
Momo has a size, more than anything.
Phallic food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's that.
Yeah, banana, tall drink of water, hot dog.
Yep, and the thing is, it's like, this is another reason why the Sex Fest is not necessarily number one.
Right.
But we never said partners couldn't be included.
That's true. And also, if you think about it, every group of three people can be defined as the banana, the tall drink of water, and the hot dog.
Sure.
Yeah. Arnold, what would you
do? And it's like,
I'm the tall drink of water.
Right. If you don't see a hot dog, look to your left, look to your right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or whatever that is. Whatever.
If you don't see a hot dog, look to your left, look to your right. You might see it.
You might, because you're probably the tall drink of water.
Makes you think.
Forces you to think.
Well, this has been a real meeting of the minds, I feel like. And I think we... Hogsface is in good hands. And the rest of Foon, the three of us will take care of. We're going to save the Northeast.
Can I just say, I love that you trust me. Not that you have any reason not to. I'm a really chronic overworker.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, really responsible. So there's no reason for me to not be trusted, but it does feel nice to hear it.
Yeah. Easily the most responsible person we've met in 10 years.
Gianessa, so we've known you for nearly a decade.
Yes.
And I know that you can take care of everyone in the entire town except for yourself.
That is the truth.
I agree. Totally.
You're going to jail.
Yes. You can't crawl away from this prison sentence.
I'm sorry, you are under arrest.
Classic Gianessa.
Why did you crawl all the way out into the street with us?
Is this still a what would you do situation? I can't tell when it ended.
It went from a what would you do to a why did you do that?
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, Gianessa, don't look. Here comes the hottest horse you've ever seen.
Holy shit, I'd fuck the hell out of that horse.
Oh, holy shit.
Guys, is it okay to say this horse has legs like a thoroughbred?
Then it is decided. Gianessa will continue to take care of herself while she still manages to take care of the town. And we shall head out towards the northeast, where we shall free the troubled Tom Blaine from his dithered state, hopefully turning him back to our side for goodness, and if not, we shall strike him down where he stands.
Oh, Walker Lost is walking away.
Come back here. And we're going to save everyone. We're going to save everyone. We got to go.
Okay, all right, bye.
Yeah, and Gianessa, when I get to the horizon, I'll tell someone to start a fire if they need to get a message from you.
No fires. Fire. Usador, get your crystal ball.
Just call me on the ball.
Okay, I'll call you
on the ball. All right, talk to you soon.
You get back here.
Stop running with us. What are you doing?
I like to think that last what are you doing was meant for everyone still choosing to listen in. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Gianessa was played by surly improv drifter Dana Quercioli. Check out Dana's funny podcast, Those Who Ant, co-hosted by manic pixie nightmare girl Colleen Doyle, voice of Ahag in this fake world, wherever you get your podcasts. And if that's not enough of Dana's brand of tobacco-stained velvety sass for you, catch her as the host of Suspectives, a noirish social deduction game as part of the Jackbox Party Pack 11. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Patrons get ad-free episodes, all the spin-offs, and at least 2 new bonus episodes each month. Here's a clip of the most recent bonus, yet another episode of Podpires with Steve Waltine and Alex Eilhauer.
I'm a mentor to a lot of vampire. And
Vlad, can I ask you a question, actually?
Yes, Vlad, yes.
How do you feel about other vampires you have sired versus children you had before you were a vampire who are now vampires? Who do you feel closer to? Who do you feel is more your offspring? Are they both, you know, do you consider them siblings? Yeah. Do you say no, they're different?
Also, not to muddy the water, but you have a close personal relationship with the band, The Offspring, correct?
From Earth?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Who have traveled to Foon on a few occasions to be guests on Pod Pirates.
Yes. So I have people that I've sired. I have biological children, and I have The Offspring. And all these groups, you gotta keep them separated. Yes, you do. You know, it's true.
Absolutely.
No, you know where I was going.
Oh, but yes. There's.
To hear the rest, you won't believe how similar it is to what you just heard. And learn more about supporting the show, including how to gift someone a Patreon subscription, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, Adol Rafai, and Glenn Close. Wait, no. Close dropped out when Adol wouldn't stop borrowing her wigs. Just the first three. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Associate producer Anna Haverman. This episode edited by Garrett Schultz. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland.